The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission says it is investigating corruption allegations involving 31 of Nigeria's 36 state governors. The agency says it has sufficient evidence so far to charge 15 governors with corruption-related offenses. Commission Chairman Nuhu Ribadu told a tense session of the Nigerian Senate that public funds running into hundreds of millions of dollars have been stolen by state officials in the past 7 years. He cited the case of the governor of Abia State, Oji Kalu, who, acting through friends and family, is said to have stolen about $200 million.
He has established prima facie case of conspiracy, stealing, corruption, abuse of office, forgery and money laundering against the governor, Oji Uzo Kalu, Johnson Uzo, Mr. Kalu. Governor Uzo Kalu used the following companies and enterprises belonging to himself: his mother, Mrs. Umi Ogu, Ms. Obonaya Kalu, daughter, Mrs. Ifoma Kalu, wife, Mascot Uzo, brother, Honorable Nana Uzo, brother, Emeka Abone, MG Slok, John Green, Maduka Elechi, Godwin Azuma, and so on, and built looting in the Abia State Government Treasury, and building his business empire in the following: Naya Nigeria Limited, Aftel Offshore Limited, General Ventures International, Slok Properties, Slok Pharmaceuticals, Slok Shipping Company, Slok Nigeria, Farm Based Construction, Sun Publishing Company, Reality Organization, Nanchiso Enterprises, Kachi Ongu, Mango Enterprises. We noted that the state governor used his position in channeling state and local government funds in excess of 25 billion naira.
The governor has denied the accusation, describing it as a witch hunt. The EFCC says formal charges will be filed against the erring governors in October. However, state governors enjoy constitutional immunity from prosecution and can only be arrested and charged after their tenure. Nigeria, Africa's top oil producer, is ranked among the most corrupt countries in the world. The Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, Cardinal Anthony Okoye, says endemic corruption in Nigeria is rooted in the inability of the authorities to apply existing laws in curbing criminal tendencies.
Nigerians, we have good laws in our country. Very, very good laws. Our law can stand the test for any nation. But unfortunately, we are very, very weak in observing these laws. Why? Because of the government. There's always loopholes. A law is made today because I know the man at the top, so he's bent. And the young man coming, who doesn't know the man at the top, says, oh, is it because? So he too looked away to circumvent the law. Do you blame the person? This is what is happening. You talk about election, there's rigging. You talk about getting job, there's rigging. Anywhere you will go to.
The Crime Commission has vowed to scrutinize the records of those seeking office in next April's polls, in which Nigerians are expected to elect their president and state governors in the country's first democratic handover of power. Several state governors have confirmed their intention to stand as candidate in the presidential ballot. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.